Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince with you again for podcast number 37. With us today is one of our co-workers, Jen Scorzel, and I'll let Jen tell you who she is and what she does here.
Hi, everybody. My role here is the Connections Director, but also the Local Impact Director. So I try to help the people that come to our church get into a group and find their serving fit. But then we also look for ways that we can bless our community throughout the year.
Yeah. So Jen's going to talk to us about, you know, how we can serve as a group and the importance of that and what are the benefits of it and why do we even do this? So, Jen, why should groups even serve?
We are called in Matthew to be the salt of the earth. So I think when we look around at just the people in our world, so many people are just all about themselves. They're all about trying to figure out what the world can do for them instead of what they can do for each other. And I think what the beautiful part is that Jesus flips all of that. He came to serve people and to love people. And so when we serve other people, we become that light in the darkness, in this very dark world. Like I said, in Matthew, Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others that you may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Yeah. When we serve, God gets the glory in everything that we're doing.
Yeah.
That's good.
Jen, what do you, you've seen groups, you've been in groups, you've led groups. What are some wins, you know, when groups serve together?
I think what's so beautiful about the body of Christ is that when we all come together and we do the part that we're called to do, again, God gets the glory, but it's what he intended. And so when each one of us as a group come together and serve, we're all serving as one body. There's so much unity that can come within your own group. Just even the way relationships will change and develop, trust will be built, but it's also just fun, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I know for my group, there was a time when we were doing a bunch of yard work for an elderly widow lady, and we would go do yard work and, you know, cut tree limbs and rake and mow and do all those things and build up a sweat, right? And then we'd go have pizza together, and that was just a win. You build relationships, you build community. And so I tried to coin a phrase that didn't really stick then. I said, groups need to sweat and supper together. But that didn't land. So anyways.
Jen, so how have you seen serving grow people spiritually?
I think all of it just stretches us if you think about it. I mean, every day we're called to pick up our cross and follow him. And serving's just one way that we do that. At the end of the day, we should be tired from all of the ways that we served other people, all the ways that we loved, all the ways that we showed Jesus to other people. And I think for us Christians, that's what we want to be marked by. But it's what's really cool is I've seen people who aren't even yet a follower step into serving, and even how God is faithful in all of that. And so for whatever reason that they said yes to serving, whether they just, it makes them feel good or whatever reason that is, that's been that stepping stone in their faith journey, which is just really cool. So God, if we continue to do the things that we want to be marked by, continue to try to be more like him, he grows that.
Yeah, Jen, let's say I'm a brand new group leader. I don't really know the system or whatever. You know, if I'm a brand new group leader, how do I find places to serve? How do I find serving opportunities?
Yeah. If you want to serve within the church, we always ask everyone to come to that 5-star volunteer class. So even as a group leader, you can lead the other people in your group to that. But outside of the group, I mean, we ask our groups to serve once a quarter together. We think that's important. We want Pickerington or whatever city that we're in to like feel our absence if we weren't here. So we have lots of different partnerships that we have within each of our different communities. So reach out to myself, reach out to Pastor Kevin or Pastor Vince, and we'll help that. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, if you want to bring your kids, not bring your kids, we have something for everyone to do.
Yeah, and remind me, there is a place on the group leader resource page that points to Local Impact opportunities, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Even just ways that if you wanted to put together bags for the homeless, like just even step-by-step things that you can do. You don't necessarily have to do it through an organization. It's just even things you can do at home.
And for you group leaders who aren't familiar with that page, I know the Grace group leaders are, but others may not be. The webpage is gracefellowship.cc/group resources. And if you scroll down, you'll find a place for outreach projects.
Yeah. We've also been trying to post some different options or things that you can do on our Facebook page. So if you don't follow our Facebook page, check that out. We try to put at least one or two things to do every week.
Yeah, and I've begun a bit of it's really an old thing that we went away from, and then maybe I'm bringing it back just because of time and necessity, is to send out maybe like a monthly email that has some opportunities in it. Mm-hmm. They're not all outreach opportunities, but several of them are. In fact, I think I'm going to send one before the week's over with some things in it, like there's a women's retreat for the Cambodia effort. There's some neighbor care projects that need some attention and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I would say to all the group leaders, like, pay attention to what we send and what mm-hmm. we post, and the Facebook posts and the things that are on the group resources page and your texts and your emails, because there are things out there that you might be missing if you don't read everything we send. So it's always important to read things that we send.
Yeah. Jen, what advice would you give group leaders on how to push people towards this next step of serving the church and serving the community?
I think the biggest thing is we all want to be a disciple of Jesus. We all want to do as he did. And it's just one more part of that sanctification process. And every day that we pick up our cross and follow him, he's going to transform us in that process. And it is obedience. It is it does take faith, all of that. But there's little ways to take that step. That's not too scary.
That's good.
For sure. I know of a group who went downtown and, fed homeless people on a Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. And, they were telling me you feel like you're in the center of God's will when you're helping those that are less fortunate.
Yeah. Yep.
It's just part of the nature of being Christian. And so it's just a good thing to do.
Yeah. Around here, we're trying to do a big push towards all of our global mission trips, which is like, literally, that's like a microwave for all of this. But that isn't, it's not someone's next step. It's not necessarily something that everyone can do right now. But doing one of these serving opportunities will also give you that same effect. It quiets the world. It just makes you focus on someone besides yourself.
Yeah, for sure. Vince, Jen, any final words before we wrap this one up?
No, I think just like Jim was saying, I think that maybe there's people in your group that their next step is to go out and serve the community, or maybe their next step is to just get involved here at Grace and start finding an area where they can use the gift God's given them to make an impact in somebody else's life. And so like Pastor Kevin said, just lots of different opportunities. If you guys have any questions, or maybe there's some places that you've served before in the past and you want to bring those to our attention, let us know. We'd love to look into those and potentially see if that's something we can partner with and send people to as well.
Yeah. Vince, thank you. Thanks, Jen, for being with us, and group leaders. So we hope you've heard something that is meaningful to you, and pray that you would help your group find a place to serve. God bless. We'll see you next week.